Thank you guys for listening to these ads. I got just a few more to go, and then we will get into this episode, I promise. So first, let me tell you about the Grow Guru. If you've ever wanted to grow your own medical cannabis and you're just not sure where to begin, hit up my boy Kalei, and he can be your guide on your journey from seed to cultivation and set you up for success. Another added bonus is you can get away from those overpriced dispensaries and those shady black market deals that never really felt comfortable to begin with, right? If you want to check him out, you can check out our second sponsor, which is Oahu Garden Supply. They got everything from locally produced nutrients to locally produced soil and everything in between. They are located at 94-150 Leoleo Street in beautiful Waipahu, Hawaii. Go stop by and let them know Voices from the Planet sent you. Next, we got my good homie Bong of Pakalolo Seed Molokai. Once you've gotten everything you need to know from the guru, you can hit up Pakalolo Seed Molokai to expand your genetics. If you want to try a variety of different strains, you can find their seeds on the Attitude Seed Bank or PureSativa.com. And last but not least, we got my longtime homie and good friend Jerry, aka Miko Ferrari, over at Retro Hawaii, picking up and finding all the obscure and vintage styles from Hawaii. So if you're into that kind of shit, go check him out on Instagram, and I guarantee you he's got something you like. You know, he's been posting a bunch of throwback University of Hawaii Rainbows gear, which is hard to find now because nobody wanted to be known as the Rainbows. But anyway, fucking thank you very much to our sponsors. Please do go check them out and let them know Voices from the Planet sent you. All right, that's it for now. Here comes the episode. Love you guys. Peace. Welcome back to another episode of Voices from the Planet. I'm your host, Eric. Thank you again for joining me for another weekly installment of Hawaii's Slowest Rising Podcast. This is a late episode, and it is a little rushed because I am at home nursing an injured child. My oldest son tweaked his neck yesterday while getting ready for work and was unable to go to school on Monday and subsequently today. So I'm at home watching him, and he's doing some homework now because he's recovered, and he needs to do his homework because he missed 2 days of school. And yesterday in the afternoon, I took him to the chiropractor, which I gotta say, chiropractic shit for kids, it just seems real sketchy when you're fucking with their spines and cracking their necks. But it was Erickson's first time going to a chiropractor. And the worst he's ever had was he cracked his knuckles, maybe. But so the chiropractor is aligning them. First, they make us watch this video to introduce children to the chiropractor, I guess. Chiropractology. And he told me today that he was nervous, but he wasn't showing it. And he wasn't. He seemed cool as a cucumber. But so doctor comes in and is like adjusting him. And his neck is sore when he turns and tilts it to his right. So the doctor's kind of, you know, helping him and adjusting him and doing all that shit or whatever. Did I say doctor? I meant chiropractor. And at one point, he's pulling on his neck and just pop, does one of those neck pops. No warning, nothing. It scared the shit out of Erickson. He started crying, but like quiet cry, just tears streaming. So I feel bad. So I was holding his hand because he did seem a lot more nervous after that, not knowing when the next fucking warranted neck pop is going to come. And but he wasn't able to. He did it a couple more times on the sore side, which was like, oh fuck. And Erickson's like, oh, every time, like screaming, which I'm laughing, but at the time it wasn't funny. It's like kind of sad to see a little kid just be startled. Fuck, stop laughing. He's like, I don't want to go back. I was like, you got to go back, dude. You got to go for a follow-up. But I don't think they're going to try and crack his neck again. Hopefully. Because that's pretty intense for a 7-year-old to have to go through, right? It's kind of nuts. But, so that was the excitement yesterday. Taking off from work and taking a 7-year-old to the chiropractor. In local news, BJ Penn made it official and signed his paperwork for his bid for the office of governor for the state of Hawaii. So that's happening. I have differing opinions or thoughts on politics than my co-hosts and production crew of Everyone Knows You're High. And they really want to get BJ Penn on the podcast. And it comes off the heels of him doing Rogan, which I feel like, holy shit, that's like the biggest podcast. And now to come and do the smallest podcast. But I doubt we'll be able to get him on. But my crew, my homies, are all about voting for BJ Penn. And it's not that I'm not about voting for BJ Penn. I'm not about voting at all. I really don't think electing politicians to correct the mistakes of politicians is going to get you very far. And that's, I guess, what the hype behind BJ is that he's not a politician. You know, he's this outsider reminiscent of a Donald Trump, perhaps. And he's running as a Republican, by the way. But so we'll see. I don't think you can hoolie the system from within the system. I think it's going to take a bunch of real radicals to hoolie the system and then a bunch of smart people to come in and like rebuild it. Who are they? Who the fuck knows? Is BJ Penn one of them? Who the fuck knows? But that's just my two cents there in local news. But BJ Penn running for governor. There's a bunch of other Republican candidates, so it should be interesting to see who comes out on top here in Hawaii. And I gotta say, after watching BJ on the Joe Rogan podcast, I like him a lot more as a person. They talked a lot about his MMA career and just MMA in general. But to see him like light up and be super knowledgeable about that topic, as opposed to when Joe Rogan asked them more questions about, you know, this campaign and whatever, he didn't really have all the answers, which is might not necessarily be a bad thing. You can learn those talking points, I guess, but I feel like if you're gonna go on the number one podcast to talk about your run for the governor, you should at least have your shit together when you go on there. And when he asks you, when you complain about the high income tax rate and then you're asked what it is, you should at least be able to give a number. I don't know the number, but then again, I'm not running for politics and I'm on the smallest podcast in Hawaii, so I don't think I'm required to know that. Nobody's going to be like, fucking guy, I didn't know texting. But it's like, BJ, if you're going to go on Rogan, you got to fucking know those kinds of answers, bro. Come in. Come in. I'm recording a podcast real fast. You want to say something? Did you finish your homework? No. You want to say something into the mic real fast to the tens of people listening?
Avatar is the most best show. You should watch it.
Okay. That's a special recommendation from Erickson with his sore neck. You want to tell them what happened to your neck? I was just talking about you.
One morning I popped my neck when my mom tried to pick me up, and then it started hurting ever since.
And what was it like? What did you think? Because I talked about what I thought you were thinking at the chiropractor. What did you actually think?
Chiropractor was trying to break my head.
You're trying to pop your head off?
Yes.
What were your thoughts when he did that first, when he popped your neck?
Cracked it, my neck?
Remember when he... And he made the first loud noise?
The crack.
Talking to the mic.
When he first cracked my neck, it felt like he was trying to break my neck.
Yeah, were you scared?
Can I get headphones?
No.
Why?
Because I only got one spot for headphones. You can actually go finish your math homework now. Sorry. Oh my God, I just broke his neck off again. Okay, go finish your work.
This is why Daddy always has to kill me.
Not. Don't say that. I'm getting in trouble for that.
Okay, look at him, they're not pushing me away.
I'm not. Nobody can see. This is only audio. And I'm not trying to push you away. I'm just stopping you from leaning into me.
That's me, Dab.
All right, see you later. Come check on me again when you're done with your homework. Close my door. Don't close it all the way. Just close it over.
Never close the door.
Just close it over. Don't close it all the way. I got to be able to hear you in case you scream for help. You don't fucking listen, these kids. I tell ya. Anyway, back to fucking Rogan and BJ Penn. But anyways, if you're going to do that, you got to know your shit. Because people are going to question you. And he talks about people are going to bring up shit from my past and all this other stuff. But they might not even need to, because they could just highlight that you might not know what the fuck's going on in politics and you don't know what you're doing, actually. So it's dangerous. So, I don't know. I feel like a lot of people are going to vote for him. And then there's going to ultimately be a lot of people upset with him, because he may talk a lot of big changes in the campaign, but you're not going to get it all done. And are you even able to hoolie the system to be able to get the things you want done in the time frame that you're allotted to be a governor before everybody else starts voting you back out? I mean, I don't know. The whole thing's crazy. Politics in general is crazy. Hawaii's crazy. It's always been a Democrat state for almost as long as everyone can remember. So it'd be interesting to see what a Republican governor could do. I don't know if I talked about it last episode or even if it's late news already, because it's been a few weeks, but Elon Musk bought Twitter, apparently. I mean, I have a Twitter account, VFTP_podcast or something like that. You can probably search Voices from the Planet and find it. But I'm not super active on Twitter. I mostly just use it to scroll and peruse this apparent dumpster fire that everybody talks about. And I follow a bunch of people on both sides, so I feel like I'm trying to mix up the algorithm so I don't only see conservative shit or liberal shit. I want to see a mix of it all, and it's a tough balancing game to try and, you know, get one over on the algorithms. But apparently it's to preserve free speech, which is good. I don't know how anybody can say that's not good, except for people on the left who are upset that people on the right now will have free speech. Because apparently in the wake of the announcement that Elon Musk was purchasing Twitter, a bunch of conservative accounts saw an increase in followers, which I think demonstrates that the shadow ban was lifted, maybe. I think that's what they're trying to say. And then a bunch of people who were previously banned were reinstated. So that's good. And it's like the left is freaking the fuck out because they're afraid of crazy shit being said on Twitter, as if they have a monopoly on saying crazy shit on Twitter. Like, everybody's free speech should be protected. And Twitter's a crazy motherfucking social media platform anyway. You got them banning the sitting president, Donald Trump, while leaders of radical Islamic groups are allowed to tweet and put out hateful rhetoric towards Jews and towards America. And people who were talking about, you know, ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine during the height of the pandemic, these accounts are being banned off Twitter. Well, you can find full-on porn on Twitter. It's crazy. Like, I don't understand the logic. So with Elon Musk now, I guess the owner or the main shareholder, stockholder, I don't know what exactly he is. He's not like the boss, I don't think. But it's not like Jack Dorsey or whoever that guy is just out now that Elon is there. But it's pretty interesting that almost immediately after these announcements were made, the change of tone in Twitter. people just fucking saying shit because they can. And I don't know what bans or if people are still going to be getting banned in the future, but people are definitely deciding to test the waters in this immediate time after this announcement. But anyway, we'll see. I don't know. I don't really understand Twitter. I don't have any followers, I don't think, but I follow a bunch. So, meh, Twitter. Oh, speaking of conspiracy shit that you're not allowed to talk about, fucking Elon Musk also tweeted about the flight logs to Epstein Island. That's kind of big. Because people are, you can't really ignore that shit. Like, people will write it off, but you can't ignore it. You know what I mean? Ultimately, people who don't know will be like, wait, what? And then go look at it, maybe. So it's in the best interest of anyone on the flight logs to just shut the fuck up, probably. But their time is coming. You shouldn't have went to that goddamn island, you dum-dums. And then my wife asked me the other day if I had heard of Bohemian Grove, as if I just started getting into this conspiracy shit. I was like, fuck yeah, I know about Bohemian Grove. So then we had this long conversation, getting back into like Alex Jones back in those days, because he's the one who exposed him and another journalist snuck in and were able to get footage from within some of the ceremonies at Bohemian Grove. And if you don't know what Bohemian Grove is, you should Google it and look into it, because it's pretty fucking crazy that so many world leaders, the heads of media companies, you know, top anchors, senators, all these politicians, they all get together at this secret club in Northern California called the Bohemian Grove amongst the majestic redwood trees, and have their little retreat where they perform ceremonies that would easily be described as satanic in nature. They say they're something different, but the fact that they don't deny that they happen and that there's something other than a satanic ritual, it's just, it's crazy. They've had to at this point. They can't deny it. It's out there. But if you don't know what it is, go look it up. Bohemian Grove. That's not something I had noted down. But there's a lot. So I was telling them we got to watch all these old Alex Jones fucking documentaries and shit. But a lot of them are hard to find. they did a pretty good job of scrubbing those shits off YouTube. But they're still there. You can still find them. And then in other big news, this is going to be super controversial. I'm worried. Got to tread lightly on this subject, but apparently, I think that's what this is what happened, is that the Congress or the Senate or somebody repealed Roe v. Wade, which is like the, everybody references it when talking about abortion rights, and it was the Supreme Court's decision to federally allow or not to not make it illegal to get abortions. And I may be completely wrong, and I'm sorry, I'm not super read up on these topics, because that's not what we do at this podcast. We just read what's in the headline and talk about it as if we have no knowledge, because we don't. So they overturned that. So apparently now, I guess it's federally illegal to have abortions anywhere. And again, the left is losing their shit. Personally, I don't feel the government should need to make abortions illegal. I feel like if somebody needs to get an abortion for some reason, like they're a victim of rape and then impregnated, that may be an option for them. But I feel like people should just not be comfortable with getting abortions. It's, for me, the more disturbing thing is just the everybody's comfort level with just, I'll just get an abortion. It's like, do you not realize 100%? Oh, my dogs are going nuts. Miles, Peter, hey, it's me. Delivery guy. I can hear the truck pull up, but it shouldn't be just a decision that's made so callously. Oh, our dogs go nuts when I'm listening. Our dogs go fucking crazy when people come to the gate. They got some serious issues, if you haven't listened before. See, I'm trying to get off this topic, trying to talk about anything else, because it's really uncomfortable. But yeah, it's just, people should not, like, unless they absolutely have to. It shouldn't just be like something so, a decision. It shouldn't be a decision that's so easily made. Personally, I know of one abortion that was the result of my actions, because, you know, being young and dumb, not ready. And that wasn't an easy decision. It wasn't something you just do and move on from. That shit hurts. And I think, I'm pretty sure there's one more. Maybe. I don't know. Fuck. I don't know. I know I don't have a kid out there, that's for sure. So I'm pretty sure. But yeah, fuck. It's just when the government comes in to try to like regulate and mandate everything to force people to do anything, I think people have a reaction where they don't want to be forced to do anything. It's just so crazy. The hypocrisy both times. Like now, the Republicans who are screaming or using the hypocrisy of the my body, my choice to not get vaccinated are forcing, I guess it's weird to say forcing or made it a law for women, made it illegal for women to get abortions. They're not forcing them to not get abortions, but they just made it illegal, which I'm assuming there's probably going to become a black market for illegal abortions, which will probably be super unsafe. But I don't know. All life is precious. And I mean, everything is karma. So if you look at it that way, those souls that incarnated for the brief time and weren't even able to step out into this reality, maybe that was their karma and the karma of the mother to have to be the one to live through that and live with that. I don't know, it just seems, and speaking as, you know, someone who's had to be a part of making that, I didn't make that decision, but being a part of making that decision, I don't know, it's not easy. And I wish I could not have to be so serious about it right now, because usually I don't do that here. But I don't know, it's a serious fucking thing. It's hard to not, like, I didn't intend to even talk about it in a serious manner. But again, I just don't feel comfortable trying to make jokes about it. I'll leave that to the professionals. But it's just one more thing that throwing out, like, all of it ultimately to me is another thing they're throwing out there for the people to fight about, to pick your side, to polarize and separate us as Americans so that way they can continue to rule us. It seems like every time they're slipping, and it's always something new. It's like once their tactic starts to slowly die down, it's the next thing and then the next thing. What's going to be after this? And are you going to love the people that you maybe disagree with on some of these issues with regardless? I don't know. Can we? Can I? Fuck, sometimes not. That's the fucking truth. But I don't feel like attacking someone just because they have different beliefs than you is worth it. And that's what free speech on Twitter looks like. But anyway, that's about it for now. I'm gonna fucking wrap this shit up so I can go help my son finish his homework, because as you could see, he is not at his desk. So before I sign off, I will just remind you folks to check out the sponsors of the podcast, the Grow Guru, my homie Kalei and co-host of the other podcast, Everyone Knows You're High, and owner and operator of Oahu Garden Supply. Spell what? Billy? Like your friend? B-A-I-L-Y? Yep. I'm not editing that out, by the way. This is what happens when you interrupt me when I'm doing a podcast. It gets left in. So loud. Anyway. And what was that one? Pakalolo Seed Molokai. Retro Hawaii. Go check them out. Let them know Voices from the Planet sent you. I'll see you all on the next episode. Love you guys. Peace. What? You want to say one more thing? What? Here. Before we go.
Dad is not a professional.
I'm not. I never claimed to be, but thank you. I appreciate your confidence and support, son. This is going to go on the internet. Is this how you want to be remembered? Is it insulting your father?
I don't really care.
All right. Well, all right. Check you guys out next time. Love you guys. Peace.
don't care.